Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away. It'll make you more magnetic and effective. I want to tell you a quick story of the painting of the Great Wave. I think it goes by other names as well. Back in Japan during this time, the Tokugawa shogunate ruled through repression. This was not a happy flowers and rainbows time in Japan. They booted out all the foreigners aside from a few Dutch merchants in one particular city who were isolated from everyone on purpose, specifically in order to limit their influence on others. However, ideas are impossible to isolate and contain. We see a bit of Prussian blue, a quintessential European color, in the painting itself. This is not a coincidence. But what's even more incredible is that this same color shows up in Van Gogh paintings, and here's why. It'd be easy to think that, being in Europe, Van Gogh had been using Prussian blue all along. But most of his use of the color comes after an exposition of Japanese art, including the Great Wave, that happened in Europe. Now, what this means is that Prussian blue traveled from Europe across the globe to isolated Japan, embedded itself in one of the greatest works of art that symbolized the era of isolation, supposedly, and then made it back to Europe to once again influence another one of the great masters. So, the next time you think that you're impervious to ideas or outside influence, positive or negative, just remember the Great Wave, and remember that influence is almost never something we can fight. But it is, however, something that we can be aware of, so that it doesn't control what we do and think without our knowledge. If you want more ways to influence others and protect your own mind, I highly recommend the AOC Challenge. You can go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and check that out, or text the word CHARMED, CHARMED, to 33444 here in the States, or again, theartofcharm.com/challenge, and get rocking. I'll see you there.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and the discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.